You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. How are you? Welcome to ENN on this Wednesday, September 22nd. I would like to start today by saying good evening to Michael.
Ooh, football.
And good evening to Don.
Wow!
You beat me?
No.
I thought about that, Michael. You know what? Our gifts were comparable because I didn't have a plus one.
Oh, yeah, so that's
I was
a good
not
point.
That far off then. I feel better about myself.
What?
But did your plus one just not show up or... He said it was just going to be one.
No, I
Peter,
just said...
Peter completely screwed them and just didn't bring his plus one.
Is that true?
No, I told them 5 days out.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good
enough. Do you know how weddings work?
I know
they
that
they need to count 5 days before the wedding. Man, you completely messed up this wedding, honestly.
Next time I'll tell the dog to not get sick. Well, what do you want me to do?
It should reflect in the gift. And eventually, I guess you could still adjust because you haven't given it yet.
You should have been a two-plate gift because even though there was just one, they paid for two.
No, okay. All seriousness, yes.
I just want to say this right now. You may be right.
I may be crazy.
But this, I personally, I'm not saying I won't subscribe to the nonsense that people do of this, it's supposed to cover the plate. I just want to say I think that's absolute hogwash. And by the way, not that RJ declared this is what he was doing. But to everyone who goes into their wedding looking at it that way, to me it's lunacy.
No.
Don't have
no.
the wedding. Don't invite no, me and I, tell me to pay for my plate. I'd rather not go.
No, but here's the point. All right, you're right. You should be conscious of it. But it's just a fact. Okay, when you're of someone of means like us, you got to
get out of my
plate.
Pocket.
Otherwise, you're not giving a gift. You took yourself out to dinner. That's all you did. You got to. If it's not a gift, if you're not covering the plate, now that's not a steadfast rule because not everybody can afford to do it. Some of these are like well-to-do where you can't do it. But when you are of means like we are, you've got to cover the plate. Bare minimum, cover the plate.
And Don knows that when I was getting married, I made sure everyone knew what the plate was.
Now, I'd also like to throw another thing out. I'm sure you did because you are the epitome of class. However,
because I registered at Citibank. I don't know if you realize that.
You told me that.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that's particularly absurd that you said that. You of all
I'd
people,
rather not go.
You wanted money from people? You were richer than everyone attending your wedding, and you want them to give you money.
No, I want a gravy dish. That's what I want at the age of 50. Yeah, I need a gravy dish. Stick that.
Yeah, we were talking about this. That is so... Like, I don't get, like, I guess it's just the New York area that gives money as a gift.
It's
you could not possibly go to a wedding anywhere in the tri-state area, and my gift is the invitation in a frame. My gift is...
if you did that at my wedding, you might have been thrown out.
Candlestick holders. No.
But by the way, I would imagine around the time Michael K. got married, Don, he could use candlestick holders more than he could have used cash.
No.
He had plenty of cash. He had plenty of cash. He'd been living a bachelor life his whole life. He probably could use some stuff.
You were fusing a 50-year-old man and a 47-year-old woman. I think we had enough gravy dishes and candlesticks.
I bet you didn't have one gravy dish or candlestick.
And you know why? Because we don't drink gravy, okay?
No one drinks gravy.
Well, what do you do with it?
Oh, you eat it.
You chew a liquid?
You pour it onto a solid.
Right.
And then you eat it.
I'm pouring on a solid.
Excuse me? Let's.
He's going to give you ENN as well. ENN as well, not ENN.
Yeah.
Well, it's turned into ENN.
ENA. What could that mean? Let me think about that.
ENA? Sounds strikingly similar to something Michael says all the time. Warren Moon was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and the former great QB, said that Zach Wilson would benefit from having a veteran QB.
Yeah, I think it would help him to have a veteran in the room because he is, like I said, ultra-talented. He probably is smart enough and knows the offense. But, again, there's the little things like, you know, last week you saw him throwing the ball up for grabs and things like that. I think a veteran could teach him those types of things. He could be his eyes and ears on the sideline, be able to talk to him when he comes off the field, be a settling influence for him. So, yeah, I think it would help him a lot if he did have a veteran influence around there. But that's the decision that they've made, and they're going to have to go with it right now. It's still not too late. You could always bring in a veteran, but then he'd have to have the learning curve, too. He'd have to learn the offense and all the different things that go along with being able to give him the right advice, and he can't really do that until he knows the offense.
That's a really good point, that end part.
Yeah, I mean, you could have brought in a veteran, Michael, that's no threat to steal the job, that people aren't going to chant his name, but still can be a sounding board.
Yeah, they decided not to. They didn't want to put any pressure on the kid other than operating without an offensive line.
That's not pressure. That's not pressure, though. It's the opposite. Like, how inept would you have to be as an organization to have it immediately be a controversy?
Have you watched Jet football for a while?
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, are they going to be chanting Brian Hoyer's name?
Oh, yeah.
That doesn't really roll off the tongue.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Is anybody going to get there? Oh, they should put Hoyer in there. We would have won the game. Nobody's ever said that. We would have won the game if Hoyer played. Ever.
Yeah, they could have done that. And there's plenty. There's a few Brian Hoyers out there.
They had him in, Peter. He was at the facility.
Oh, yeah, that's right. But you know when you get when you ask that question. Well, you know, we needed a gunner for special teams. Got it. We couldn't have another quarterback there. We needed someone with special teams ability. And I'm not dogging Robert Saleh when I say that. I hear that all the time. That's always a thing. That was the reason. Remember last year? Was it the beginning of last year when all of a sudden Adrian Peterson just didn't? Yeah, it was like week two and Adrian Peterson, or week one, just didn't start for Washington, even though the year before he'd been fantastic. And Ron Rivera was like, yeah, we need a special teams guy in there. I'm like, really? What did we do on special teams that day?
Also, it's kind of funny because you made a decision to keep the fifth wide receiver because he plays special teams. It was one punt.
But we're talking about the backup quarterback. Mike White is not playing special teams.
You never know, Don. Very capable guy.
No, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think the backup quarterback really is going to be playing special teams. So
unlikely.
Your backup running back might. Your backup wide receiver might. But Mike White, so you can't use that as an excuse. Roster spot's roster spot.
Well, no, but yeah, I mean, because you're right. You still could have, well, they might not want to carry a third quarterback, but they could have made Brian Hoyer the second quarterback. Here's Warren Moon on why Darnold's doing better in Carolina.
He just seems to be more grounded and more confident. When he was with the Jets, he just seemed jittery to me every time I saw him play. His feet were moving. He had those happy feet that a lot of young quarterbacks and just a lot of quarterbacks in general that aren't comfortable have. I don't see that in Carolina. I see a guy that's really confident in what he's doing. I think Joe Brady, their offensive play caller, does a great job of calling plays that he does well within that offense. They're getting him on the move and outside the pocket. And then, of course, he's got better weapons than he had in New York. So that makes his job a little bit easier. All he has to do now is be a distributor. He doesn't have to worry about making all these great throws or trying to avoid rush because he's not getting the protection that he needs, that type of thing.
I mean, he answered his own question. He doesn't have happy feet because he has an offensive line. He's got weapons.
Yeah.
It's not splitting the atom here.
Listen, if that's not Warren Moon, we say thanks for the call.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean...
The exact same thing.
But I don't know, because when you haven't seen a quarterback ever be calm and ever show poise, you don't know that they're going to have that just because they get to a better team. That was part of the question with Sam. Does he have any ability? Is he a talented guy, or is he hampered by the organization? And when you see that he's capable of becoming much better and changing those things, that is just a clear indicator that a major part of this was the Jets.
But I think.
But no one ever thought it wasn't.
Well, you still don't think he's going to be good.
I don't think he's going to be great. I don't think that his lack of greatness was all on the Jets. I think he's got issues.
Listen, he was I keep bringing this up and we'd argue about it. The last four games of his rookie year, so the last month of the regular season, he had like the fourth best quarterback rating in the NFL. So there were skills there that certainly eroded, and some of it was on him the next 2 years when you get zero coaching and have zero weapons. There is no the indictment with Gase, you can make – it's a laundry list of stuff. But you went and got Lev Bell, and you didn't use him. That's what he could have done with Bell, what he's doing in the first 2 weeks with McCaffrey, right? That was he was supposed to be the security blanket, dump the ball off. We wouldn't have complained about it. And they didn't even use him.
And even if Le'Veon Bell hadn't been what McCaffrey is right now, he could have been good. Something worth a damn in some way.
Didn't you say you were going to talk to Bear?
I did. But
so he a couple plays before, I threw you on that skinny post, that in route, that wrap route.
I don't know what that was.
You didn't hear that?
He heard skinny post. And
that listen, that was close.
A couple
close.
Plays That's... before, I threw you on that skinny post, that in route, that wrap route.
Bear is a big skinny post fan.
No, my next door neighbor, they're back in town. They hadn't been here, and they have a dog now. So there's a dog that's regularly in our hallway. That is the difference. Bear runs this hallway.
I do have a quick update. Remember the Kiermaier story I told you?
Oh, sure.
Well, the Tampa Bay Rays are winning by a lot, so Ryan Borucki is on the mound for the Blue Jays, and he drilled a 93-mile-an-hour fastball into Kiermaier's back. Thanks for stealing the card.
There you go. Thanks for playing. That's what you get.
By the way, if you want to watch the 2-0 Panthers led by Sam Darnold, could be on the way to 3-0 this weekend. They're playing the Houston Texans.
And by the way, Borucki was ejected from the game for that.
I would think.
I guess that's not surprising.
The Texans have actually pleasantly surprised me this year.
They you know what? You're not wrong. They have not been a pushover. You know what it's time for right now?
What?
Caller 9.
Ooh.
888-987-ESPN.
This is so nice of you.
Do it.
987-3776. I have a pair of tickets for you to go to Monday Night Raw on November 22nd at Barclays Center. This Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster, tickets go on sale for Survivor Series and then Monday Night Raw the next night, both at the Barclays Center that weekend right before Thanksgiving. All brought to you by your home for the hookups, 98.7 ESPN.
This is so big. People don't realize this is from the largesse of Peter. This is not an ESPN thing. This is Peter being big.
I care about our people. I'd rather not go. That's like the me version of I hope he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown. I hope he doesn't play. or I hope they lose. They're all in the same category.
I hope they lose.
Antonio Brown is the third Bucs player this week to go on the COVID-19 list. He is fully vaccinated. Per NFL rules, a fully vaccinated player needs 2 negative tests 24 hours apart to return, as long as there are no symptoms. So far this week, it's the linebacker / special teams captain, Kevin Minter. I'm a big Minter guy. And practice squad receiver, all 3 on the COVID-19 list this week.
Wow.
Speaking of which, Ben Roethlisberger is going to do everything he can do to get his left pec together.
Excuse me?
In time to play this Sunday.
How dare he him?
He doesn't know exactly how he got hurt, but he says he's got time to get ready and he hopes to be there. Also, speaking of AFC North quarterbacks, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson says he's not discouraged about flipping into the end zone again, even though he said he's kind of sore after doing that flip into the end zone.
Ooh, football.
And I'm not saying it because get off my lawn. Why do something like that? That would make you sore. That's just stupid.
Please, Don, go get another job.
Oh, Speaking of vaccinations, did you see Lamoriello?
Keep going.
Will not allow any player in our organization to participate unless they're vaccinated. There was like one player in the minor leagues that was unvaccinated, and Lou said he'll be playing elsewhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. No, I did not see that. Aaron Rodgers went on with Pat McAfee as he does.
Did he have it in a ponytail, or did he cut his hair?
My guess is ponytail, but I didn't see the video yet.
Yeah, I don't know if Andrew or anybody else saw the video. It looks, I don't see the long hair.
But some people have spoken out recently about his off-season program, whether or not he's connecting, whether or not he's, you know, was really connected to football still. JerMichael Finley, in fact, his former tight end, spoke to a couple places. And on the McAfee show, he went off. He said, it's absolute horse S to give a platform to people who have no idea what they're talking about as far as my mental state and my focus, my work habits. People that have not been around me, that are not in my life. I don't have communication with them. They're not in the locker room. Mm. That's just chicken S. It's so ridiculous that people get a platform to do this.
Chicken S. Is this new?
It was an abbreviation.
Oh.
I flush it.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
I mean, people get a platform. I mean, what does that mean?
Everybody's going to speculate and talk about it. That's the essence of, like, any radio or television show.
Now, what you should say is be direct. It's chicken S that a former teammate of mine, whose name hasn't been that big, is, you know, going to different places to tell this little Aaron Rodgers story because it gets people interested. Go be direct. He has to be most upset with JerMichael Finley, someone he played with. And be specific about why you think that stinks. But that's what Aaron Rodgers feels today.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Justin Fields will start for the Bears. Andy Dalton is going to be out with a left knee injury. And Matt Nagy was asked if he'll stick with Fields if he's doing well.
When Andy is healthy, he's our starter. And then I go back to for Justin. Justin's worried about right now. And Justin's worried about trying to help us beat Cleveland. I've talked about it this entire time that we're not going to get into that what-if game. When Justin's out here, what he's been doing in practice as a look team, trying to be the best quarterback he can be, that's all we want right now. That's all Andy and Justin want is to be the best they can be. And then there's a lot of stuff that can happen between now and then. So I don't really want to go there other than just saying that when Andy is healthy, he's our starter.
You know what I don't understand? And Bart Scott brought this up on Bart and Hahn. Why would you give it away that you're starting Fields? Well, why can't you say we're starting Nick or we haven't decided yet? Let the team that they're playing, I forget, just plan for both of them. Because Fields gives you a completely different look than Gates. Completely different. So why don't you just make them guess? And you're going to just say it on a Tuesday or Wednesday? It doesn't make sense. In the secret league, you know, the no fun league, Bill Belichick wouldn't tell you he was starting until a minute before the game.
Yeah, they're at Cleveland.
Right. So let Cleveland plan.
Yeah. I think that's fair. The other side of it, though, I kind of like, because my knee-jerk reaction was, why are they just in love with Dalton? It's like, just let Fields know if he plays well, he's got the job. Well, maybe take some of the pressure off of feeling like it's an audition. Like, if he goes out there and plays knowing that when Dalton comes back, he's healthy, then maybe take some of the pressure off. But let's face it, if he goes out there and throws three touchdowns and they beat Cleveland, Dalton can come back. He's sitting. Right? If Fields plays well, he's going to continue to play. But why put that kind of pressure on him to think that if he doesn't play well, he's going to get benched? So I kind of like the strategy.
I kept saying Gates. Nick Foles, I mean.
I was confused.
Yeah. Why can't you say, well, we'll decide? I mean, you have two legitimate backup quarterbacks. We'll make a decision. Instead, you just gave them the keys. Okay, now study what he did at Ohio State. Go for it.
Doc Rivers was on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max
earlier. He must be called Dr. Rivers.
And Dr. Rivers talked about Ben Simmons wanting to leave the Sixers.
Well, I hope we can change that thought. Like, that's part of our job. The greatest thing in sports is, you know, it's fair. You fail at times, and then you get back on the horse and try. You would be amazed if I told you how many times through a summer when you don't win, which is 29 teams, how often you have to go through something similar to this. Because losing's hard, people internalize it, and you have to deal with it. And so we're going to deal with this.
He ain't coming back. I think Doc's saying the right thing. And by the way, the owner of the Warriors, Joe LaCob, just got fined $50,000 because he made a positive comment about Ben Simmons. A lot of people think he could end up with the Warriors. But here's the little fly in the ointment, because you know Vindictive Mike would say, Ben Simmons could sit there and not collect salary all year. I'm not doing anything. Mm-hmm. But then Ben Simmons' agent is Rich Paul, who controls many of the stars in the NBA. You want to get on his bad side? That's a little thing that people don't understand. You got to play ball. Because this makes Rich Paul look bad, because Rich Paul has sat down with Ben Simmons. This is the best way to get out. And that's what he did with Anthony Davis. And if you say no, we're not trading him, and he's going to sit there and not collect salary, and he could do it until he dies, Rich Paul will never deal with you again. So that's why they will eventually have to trade him.
A 12-year-old on TikTok,
this is
at td.sports, broke down one of Zach Wilson's interceptions on Sunday against the Patriots. Let's hear from the young man.
If there's one play that sums up the New York Jets, this one has to be it. This Patriots winning off the edge. This Jets lineman is probably holding. There's a Patriot charging up the middle at Zach with no blocking at all. This Jets dude is being pancaked on the ground. We have these two idiots staring at each other like, yo, what are we doing? I don't know, let's just stand here. We have 78 touching his own lineman. On top of that, we have two receivers with zero separation, and the cherry on top has to be Zach Wilson throwing this pick. And Corey Davis has no hops.
It's so good.
I think he's a little snotty for a 12-year-old, to tell you the truth.
But it's so – he did such a great job. It's entertaining. I loved it. I don't know if you saw the video. It's great.
He definitely seems a little snotty, Michael, but it was pretty entertaining.
It was entertaining, but to say this guy has no hops and these two idiots, I mean, I wouldn't want my 12-year-old talking about other people like
that. I got to tell you, though, snotty but entertaining. It's something people say about you in this program. Am I right?
I think no, that's about you.
That'll do it for ENN on this Wednesday, September 22nd. Thank you, Doc. Thank you.
Great job by you.
Thank you.
On an ENN, 1-800-919-3776. We take it till 7. It's going to be a great, great final half hour right here on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.